Medford Schools hired a new boss last year, and now he's making plans to change the way his administration works. Brian Shoemate will change the number and duties of the school district's top administrators. The district includes schools in Medford, Jacksonville, and Rouche with thousands of students. The school board approved the administrative changes earlier this week. Let's talk about what those changes are and how they affect the schools directly. Jeff Thomas is the chair of the Medford School Board and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you.
So let's start from the beginning of the Shoemate administration. What was your general charge to Brian?
Well, when Brian interviewed for the position, Dr. Shoemate, he came in, obviously, with a vision of what he would like to bring to our district and our community. So we had kind of a broad overview of what his core values were for how he would like to organize a district, what he would like to see happen in our community to help kids be more successful. And so the charge was that we really wanted him to come back to the school district, you know, in 120 days after 6 months, after he evaluated our systems and our folks, and kind of organize the district in the way he felt needed to be organized to push us to what we are hoping can be an 80% graduation rate by 2017. So that's a big chore, a big task. It's a tight timeline. And we believe we've certainly hired the right person for this job, and we're excited about the changes that he's making.
And it was just a hair over 7 months in which he came back with the proposal, correct?
Correct, yes.
So not that you've been at his elbow the whole time, but how does a new boss in this capacity with as many schools and as many students and teachers and faculty to get to know? I mean, how does a boss get to know the schools and the people in them in that short an amount of time?
Well, I mean, I think that's a fair question, but ultimately I don't think you pick up your family and move across the country without have done a lot of research on our district, without having a vision of what you think a district needs to look like to get out of a situation where we're at, you know, we're at 67% graduation rate. The state's saying it might even drop a little bit from there. So we currently, with the way we're doing things, we're not as successful as we'd like to be. I mean, ultimately, I don't think filling one in three kids is what anybody wants in this community. So when Brian, you know, stepped up and decided he wanted to interview for this position, I mean, he had to tell us what his vision was going to be, and one of his visions was I have to look and I have to organize in a way that's going to allow me to help bring success to the community and to the kids in our community. And so I believe that he already had a broad idea of kind of how he wanted to organize. He just needed to make sure that was going to be a fit for the problems that we were facing. And so ultimately what he came up with may not have been exactly what he presented to us, but what he felt needed to be done to, with the resources we have, to be able to move forward for success.
So, Jeff Thomas, did Brian Shoemate keep the board abreast of the plans as they were developing, or just present them pretty much all at once?
He spoke to the school board members individually once he came up with the plan before he presented to the school board, certainly. You know, lots of questions about, you know, where he's going and what his vision is. But ultimately, you know, what he wants to do is he believes strongly that he has got to drive more resources to the classroom and supports, and he wants folks, you know, so he's organized this in a way to where there's going to be, you know, dedicated folks at elementary and at secondary. They're going to be working hand-in-hand with principals and with teachers on achievement and curriculum. And those things, to me, sound. They sound like that's what we need. We can't expect the teachers who are on the front lines every day just working as hard as they can. They have to have support in the curriculum side of it and the professional development side of it so they can continue to grow and help get to the graduation rate and the closing the achievement gaps that we're expecting. They need more support in the classroom, and I think this organization helps that happen.
Jeff Thomas is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the chair of the Medford School Board. The school board approved upon being given information this week about plans to revise the administration of the Medford School District from the superintendent, Dr. Brian Shoemate. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with comments or questions at 800-838-3760. That's anywhere in our listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, Jeff, what are the major features of the reorganization?
Well, based on the organizational chart he presented, he wants to hire a chief academic officer, and he wants that person to kind of be the number two, the general that helps support the principals. What do the principals need? When do they need it? How do we deliver that service to them? Then he's going to, you know, still have an elementary person in charge of achievement and a secondary person in charge of achievement, where they can do curriculum assessment directly with the teachers in the classroom, as well as a lot of other things. But they're, you know, they're going to do professional development, the curriculum assessment, and really help the educators at the school level with all the services they need, all the supports they need to push the mission forward. And the way it was organized before was there was so many duties for folks to do that I believe that they just barely could keep their head above water, as Brian would say. It was very difficult for, instead of working, there's the difference between working on what's urgent and what's important. And sometimes if all you're doing is working on what's urgent, you can never get to the important stuff. And I think that's where we might have been a little short with our organization.
So reacting to fire drills, in essence, instead of...
Right, you're putting out fires instead of going, if we're going to get to 80% graduation rate, these are the things we need to do. They're very important. We got to go. And if you can't ever get to that point, you're never going to be able to push the dial.
All right, so what has happened is you're adding a chief academic officer. That's the number two you talked about, a chief operations officer, a director of athletics and staff and student safety. Revising the positions of Director of Special Education, Director of Elementary Student Achievement, and Director of Secondary Student Achievement, and deleting the positions of Chief Financial Officer and Supervisor of Curriculum and Assessment. So it looks like a net gain of at least one seat here.
Yeah, it looks like ultimately it's a net gain of a seat. The Director of Special Education is going to be lifted to a cabinet-level position, which I'm excited about. I believe that, you know, we're seeing more and more kids identified with special needs that are on IEPs. And there needs to be somebody at that table with a voice that says, look, what you guys are doing over here is great, but how is that going to, when these kids with special needs get into these core content classes, how are they going to be able to be supported and helped? And so that to me is something that when I saw that, I almost teared up. I thought that's exactly where we need to go with this. This district, because if we're going to get to an 80% graduation rate, we have to be able to graduate more kids on IEPs. We have to be able to graduate more kids from sub-pops and minorities. And if we don't do those things, we're just going to continue to be where we were. It's a lofty goal to be at 80%, but I don't think there's anybody in this community that would expect anything less.
80% by what year?
2017.
So essentially, when this year's sophomores will graduate at an 80% rate when they're seniors in 2 years.
We expect that, and Brian embraced that when we sat down with him and said, "This is what we, this is what the expectation is," and he didn't run from that. He embraced it and said, "That's what I expect too." And I think when we looked at Dr. Shumate as a finalist, that was one of the things that drew us to him, is that his passion for success for kids, and that's why we went the way we went.
So help people understand, Jeff, how the realignment of the boxes at the top of the chart will affect all the way down to the classroom level.
Well, there's two sides of the house now. You basically have a chief operations officer that takes care of the supporting the education side of the house. So, all the things that you see over there, whether it's IT or whether it's athletics or whether it's HR, those are things that are helping support the classroom. So you're going to have, one person in charge of making sure whatever needs to be done, if a teacher in a classroom needs something done, it's going to get done. And there are supports for that. The education side of the house, the way I look at it, the way it's being organized and explained to me and it makes sense to me, is that now we have, a director of elementary achievement, a director of secondary achievement, where those folks can, instead of running around putting out fires, in the past, they'd have to worry about all the other additional administrative tasks, policy, dabble in HR, and all those things that, again, are going to consume your day with urgency but not necessarily importance. So now that you have a chief academic officer that can work directly with the superintendent and the principals, they can do that part of the business while we have folks that are dedicated to achievement. And that's when I look at the director of Special Education Student Services, I kind of look at that the same way. That person is going to be in charge of making sure that all kids in our district that are identified with special needs and IEPs is going to be working hand-in-hand with the elementary and secondary achievement directors to make sure that we're pushing services down to the classroom and helping kids be successful.
We're talking to Jeff Thomas on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the chair of the Medford School Board. The school board approved a reorganization plan presented by Dr. Brian Shumate, the school superintendent, this week, which makes some changes in the way the administration is structured in the school district. Join us on the Exchange as we talk about this and education more broadly. 800-838-3760 throughout the region. 800-838-3760. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. The board apparently, Jeff, had already indicated some dollar figures that it would make available for such a reorganization. How much, and how much is Dr. Shumate talking about?
Last year, before Dr. Shumate was even in the seat, we appropriated another $300,000. Understanding that, my big thing is if you're gonna bring somebody in to cook your dinner, you can't expect them not to want to go buy some of the groceries. So we had to have some money set aside so where Dr. Shumate could come and he could evaluate what he thought he needed to build his team to be successful. So ultimately, I think he's going to spend about $230,000, which, for some that may not be exciting. But ultimately, it's out of a $115 million budget, it's not a lot of money to give the new person in charge the ability to craft and build a team that he thinks can be successful. And ultimately, we can't say, look, we expect an 80% graduation rate in 3 years, and oh, by the way, we get to decide how your organization looks. That doesn't work. And we have to believe that we went through a process and found the best available candidate, and we have to allow Dr. Shumate to start his vision with how he wants this to work.
And the board did approve the plan Tuesday evening, is that right?
Yeah, we approved the organizational chart on Tuesday. And again, I would argue that this may be something that he changes over time. I mean, I think as the organization evolves over time, the organization should change over time. I honestly believe that people aren't afraid of change. They're afraid of how change may affect them.
Which I guess is a big one. I mean, this is a good point to reassure people in the Medford School District. I mean, will anything change in the way of principals, teachers, et cetera?
Well, again, the school board doesn't have anything to say about that. But my answer would be no. I mean, we're not – Brian's not here to do anything other than to help kids be successful. So, there's always going to be change with principals. There's always going to be teachers that that retire and new teachers are hired. I mean, so there's always change, but – The change that I think needed to happen was there needed to be more direct supports in the classroom. And to say, look, and the school board needed to step up too and say, look, we may take some heat for hiring another administrator, but if that administrator can help kids be successful, we're going to do it. And if not, then Brian will have to reevaluate how his organization looks, because ultimately our responsibility as a board is to have our school board goals, and we believe that this organizational chart that he presented, He looked, I think, very hard at what our school board goals were and what he needed to do to align directly with our school board goals. And so our job as a board is to set policy, to set goals, and then hold our one employee accountable for achieving those goals. And we want an 80% graduation rate by 2017. That's our first goal. These are things that I believe Brian felt he needed to do to get to that board goal.
And did the organizational chart as it existed before, I mean, up until this point, was that one that had existed through previous administrations?
It had. I mean, I've been on the board for 6 years, and I've seen four different organizational charts. So it's not unusual for an organizational. Normally, when the organizational chart is presented, it's presented at the organizational meeting, which is July, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, or after the holiday based on that. I was happy that Brian didn't show up on his first day of work with an organizational chart. That would have disappointed me, because what he said he would do is what he's actually done. He said, I need to see if my vision that I have coming to the district needs to be changed or altered. And I'm sure it would be reflected in this, perceptions that he had that didn't pan out. So normally this happens every single year. It's unusual that it would happen in January, because he couldn't present an organizational chart in July on his first day. So there's nothing new about presenting an organizational chart. The only difference is the timing of the organizational chart. Mm-hmm.
So much attention is paid in education to numbers, test results and such, and I just wonder what will be the measures of success. I mean, those will be part of the mix, I'm sure. Graduation rate, you've already indicated, needs to hit 80%. Will certainly be one of the measures of success, but it's a whole lot of different measurements here that will tell you that this is or is not working.
And I agree with that. I mean, I think for me there's, you know, graduation rate goes hand in hand with our achievement gap. You know, how are sub pops doing? How are our kids with special needs doing? Are we closing those achievement gaps? Are we seeing growth every single year? Ultimately, I want our graduation rate to mean something. You know, we've been hovering in the 60s for as long as I've been around here. I mean, and there's not been a lot of conversation about it until probably the last 10 years. It's gotten a lot more competitive out there. You can't just graduate from high school and expect to be able to raise your family in this economy. You have to be prepared with the proper rigor to go on to not necessarily a four-year college, but you have to be able to go on to some kind of college or secondary skill to be able to be successful. And we have to prepare our kids for that. You know, back in the 70s, you could drop out of high school and you could go get a job at, you know, a plywood mill. That doesn't exist in our community anymore. And we have to prepare our kids and our community for success.
Jeff Thomas, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the chair of the Medford School Board. We're talking about reorganization atop the school district administration organized by Dr. Brian Shumate, the superintendent. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the region, 800-838-3760, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Ryan in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Jeff Thomas.
Well, this is a fascinating conversation. In between when I was listening and when I called, you began to address, you know, one of my interests, and that is, it's the definition of achievement. And Jeffrey made the point of, you know, what about the experience for the current sophomores is going to be different enough, you know, to go from that 67% to 80%. And I had the pleasure of being down for a SOARS meeting yesterday at the Medford School District office, and which was a wonderful, wonderful group, and I greatly admire what's going on. And what you just said about college and career readiness, you know, the governor's 40-40-20 plan, you know, how do you see this focus on achievement, in quotes, and people who really have that as, you know, their core mission as they wake up every morning, with, you know, related to student engagement and the culture and expectations of success. So how does that work in with the board mission, in particular vision? And what are your hopes? What are your hopes and dreams for this?
All right. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate it.
You betcha.
Well, for me personally, one of the reasons we hired Brian is he was very passionate about pathways for kids. He believes that we have to have, you know, every kid when they enter has to have, you know, quote unquote, a major. What's their goal? Where do they want to go? They need to be connected to something. I mean, sometimes he'll say he expects every kid to have the band experience. What is it that drives them and makes them want to come to school every day? I think with a lot of our students, they're not connected enough to the classroom or to the future. What are we giving kids so they can feel like they have a place? That they're not invisible. We talk a lot about the invisible kid on campus, and we know that with high schools with approaching 2,000 kids, there's a big chunk of kids that are just invisible. How do we get those kids excited about showing up, going to school, and achieving? And Brian has a lot of ideas that he wants to see happen in our district, and I think the school board's excited about that. Ultimately, you have to try to move and to change, or you're not accomplishing anything. And we can't be scared to fail. We have to be able to believe in enough in the passion of kids that they're going to be successful, that we can try things with them and listen to them and decide, you know, what's something that's going to help them be a leader in our community a decade from now. And so my vision is that we support our new leader, Dr. Shumate. We get behind him as a community. The business partnerships we need to develop. We need to develop partnerships more closely with organizations out there that help kids. and make sure we're all pushed in the same direction so we can bring success to the classroom, but also ultimately just in their lives so they can be successful.
Ryan mentioned the 40-40-20 plan, which assumes the distribution for people after high school, but assumes that 100% of them will graduate from high school, which is even more ambitious than the 80% you're pushing for. So is it really a case of pushing for 80% and then trying to push through it?
I think so. I mean, I think that you have to, I mean, our goal ultimately is to graduate every kid that's part of the 5492 school district, and I'm not going to be one of them that says it's not possible. If you don't dream big, you never get there. But ultimately, we've never, here's how we set our goals in the past. Well, the governor says we need to get to 100% by, you know, whatever year it's going to be this time. And so we just divide that by how many years we have, and that's what our graduation increase is going to be. We wanted, when we sat with Brian at our retreat, we said, tell us where you can get to in the next 3 years. And he said, I can get you to 80% in 3 years. But let's put that on paper, let's write it down, let's make it part of our board goal, and let's go get that. And I think in the past it's always been, everybody's been afraid to have goals for everything, whether it's for closing the achievement gaps and how are we going to do that and what's the percentage of growth we're going to have for kids. And, you know, ultimately when you throw that number out there, you're setting yourself up for failure, but you're also setting yourself up for success. And so if we can't graduate more kids and be more successful, you know, we're going to lose more kids. And we just can't do that anymore.
And I just checked. I was curious myself. The 40-40-20 plan is supposed to get to that 100% graduation rate by 2025. So.
Correct. And that's what we would do. We would divide by whatever year we were talking about at that time to 2025, and we were going to increase 2% or 3%. That's not setting your own internal goals about what you believe you can accomplish.
That you have done that as well. You've set the goals here and set up a mechanism to make it work. So the reorganization chart came from Dr. Brian Shumate at the Medford School District, and the approval came from the Medford School Board, of which Jeff Thomas is the chair. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
All right, take care.